Hey, it's Asania, baby.
Hey, it's Deshaun, baby.
And it's a light bulb moment.
Hell yeah. It's a motivational podcast.
Sure is. Mm-hmm.
Is it?
It is. Mm-hmm.
Y'all check it out. Check it out.
Hey, what's up, y'all? This is the Light Bulb Moment podcast, reporting from two different locations thanks to the quarantine and corona and COVID-19. Make sure everybody's staying safe, clean, healthy, and aware. Social distance, very important.
You said thanks to COVID-19?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. Mm-hmm. But I mean, look at this. Look at it this way. Thanks to the COVID-19, dude, we figured out other ways to do this without necessarily having
right. I can appreciate this. Yeah, I can.
Right. We got an interview I want to do in the next few weeks today. So, we ain't even got to meet up nowhere. We could just literally send her the link to the Zoom.
Right. Utilizing resources that were already there.
That's what I'm saying. We wasn't doing that. Nah, look at the COVID-19. Got you stepping out your...
Right. But anyway. So today we want to talk about death.
You ain't even... Let me... This is boy I also need to. I'm going to introduce myself.
Oh, I ain't introduced myself either.
I know, bitch. I wasn't going to tell you to either.
I just wasn't going to do it. I wanted people to, like, see each voice for what it is. And then when you talk, your name pops up on your screen. And when I talk, my name pops up on my screen.
But they only going to see this on the YouTube channel, you dig? They're not going to see this on the... You know what I'm saying? Not
okay, well, I'm Deshaun Duran.
On the radio. No, it's all good. I'm also near, baby. You're the Aussie, baby.
Aussie. Dr. Sativa. So,
But go ahead. Do your thing.
So we're talking about death, you know. Death is not a...
See, I don't want to talk about... I want to say death.
Well, she got death that written all throughout these notes.
I know she got death in the notes, but we're going to swap death with mortality.
Okay, so they were talking about immortality.
Not immortality. That means you'll never fucking die.
Mortality. Okay.
Talk about mortality. I feel like mortality...
Silly mortals. Somebody else said that before. But, yeah.
I feel like mortality is dealing more with life and passing. Versus just putting emphasis on the fact of death. I feel like you're paying attention to, like, losing people and how easy it is to lose people. Especially, like, imagine people from the hood and shit, man. They have a great appreciation for motherfuckers around them because they lost a lot of their peers at a young age. So, you know what I'm saying? It's a teaching experience instead of us looking at it so glum. And, like, it's the worst experience ever. Like, even in New Orleans, it's a ritual. We celebrate that shit. We have a second line. We have a party for it. We don't send you into your afterlife mourning and grooming with all black and all. We fucking jig down the street for that shit. But go ahead, man. We talked about mortality.
I think with mortality and immortality, I think it's not hard to talk about until you're close to it. And, you know, far as even from yourself to, like, a loved one, for me, you know, it's different when, like, you know, everybody healthy, we all good, we all cool. But when you have someone going through something or you're going through something, it's like, oh my God, like, death is near. Is death near? You know, it's like you start to question, like, am I scared of it? Like,
that's the crazy part. Yeah. Go ahead. All right.
No, I'm just going to say,
I'm cutting you off.
Everyone, well, at least me, I don't really think about that on the norm. Like, that's not in my daily thoughts. So, yeah.
Right. Probably not even in your weekly, monthly, or yearly until, like you say, you hear about somebody or somebody close to you passes away.
Right, right.
And now you're sitting there looking like...
Or just gets ill, not even pass away. Situation. Just, like, get hurt or something happens, you know what I mean? Like, right. Oh, I hope so-and-so okay. That's, you know, so...
I mean... To be honest with you, I never really paid attention to my mom's old mortality since she had her first heart attack. And then, even then, I still had some shit that I had to get over. And by the time she had the second one, it was like, oh, this shit real. You know what I'm saying? Like, I got a homeboy who passed away, like, shit, 5-6 years ago. Maybe a little bit longer than that. But long story short, man, that one to this day still fucks with me, you dig? Because I have this sense of guilt that, and I know people say you shouldn't do that to yourself, but, you know, so a spirit told me to reach out to him from that morning. And I told myself I was too busy. And there's been a lot of scenarios with young people that I was close to. And I told them, you know, they reached out to me or someone told me to reach out to them. And I'm like, I got time. I'm, you know, I'm not in a rush. They'll be there. And then,
right, yeah.
A month later, you get that phone. That's dark, man. Yeah, man. You just don't want to be shunning people and writing them off.
Right.
You don't even know how much time you got with them.
But I think death is always, it's in all of our heads subconsciously by how we move. So we're aware of it. We're just not conscious of it. It's not like in the forefront. But there's certain things you do throughout your life that signals I want to live versus I want to die. In my opinion. I think we're, like you're surviving. Surviving ain't nothing but avoiding death for the most part.
See, I don't feel like it's avoiding death. Survival is not really avoiding. You don't survive, dude. You don't survive from death.
Not if you stop eating. It's like, it's ways you can die. Yeah. Not if you, I don't know.
Yeah.
Walking in the middle of the
but
street.
You don't do that.
Because you see cars coming. You keep going.
Your instinct is
exactly. Your natural instinct is to stay alive.
Some people do, though.
Wait a minute. I can't hear you. Say that one more time.
I said, some people do. Some people like, fuck it. You can still hear me? You coming through?
Yeah, some people do what?
Hello?
Can you hear me?
Walk in front of a car? Yeah,
well, most people don't, though, is what I'm saying. Like, I think most people are wired to survive, you know? Even your body just breathing. Like, we are naturally in tune to be alive for the most part, you know?
True. But, again, I don't think it's the avoidance of death. I just think it's the natural life process. I mean, the natural life cycle. Like, we are programmed to do certain things. I think that's kind of why we fear death. Death is more of a sudden, you know what I'm saying?
I also think the biggest fear of death is not knowing what's going on the other side. It's like people don't, of course, you know, spiritual people and all type of, you know, whatever, have their idea or their, you know, understanding or beliefs of what's going on. But I think ultimately it's kind of a permanent thing. So it makes people fear it, you know? It's like, I don't know.
I kind of see it as whether you do right or you wrong, because at this point in my life, you know, even people who do what we would quote or deem wrong based on societal rules and moral ethics of the individual that at hand is doing a judgment. I mean, I don't feel like there's a place that they go. I just think at the end of the day, when you pass, man, it's just peaceful. It's just peace. Like we spend most of our time in this space, in a chaotic space. We spend a lot of time trying to, as the Buddhists would say, we spend a lot of time suffering, trying to fulfill our ids and wants and attachments to materialistic and physical and material objects and stuff like that, trying to find happiness in these things. So,
Far as death and like with the coronavirus being, you know, taking its toll on the whole entire world, do you think that does it make you kind of care about it a little bit more, or are you just kind of, is it just a trendy thing to care about?
The coronavirus?
Mm-hmm. And the deaths of the coronavirus.
Or then,
I don't think they're a trend more than people are nervous than being bombarded with this information. I feel like a trend is something you go pursue. Right now, we don't have much choice. It's on the news. It's on every outlet. You can't go on social media. You can't go on YouTube or any kind of platform.
It'll affect the media.
Affected all forms of media. Right. Like, you can't get away from it. You almost have to. Like, Instagram is about the only page you can go to, and that's if somebody else is posting on it today. Hold on a second. I don't know that no more. That's only if somebody's posting on Instagram, but for the most part, it's just like, no, it's not a trend, dude. It's a mind frame. It's all we can think about. It's all they force around us. When you walk outside, you see people with masks on. It's a constant reminder around you. So I don't think it's trendy. I do think the awareness of it is needed to the extreme or the extent that it is being forced on people. No, because I think that's where a lot of anxiety and stress comes from when you're over bombarded with this stuff and they don't know how to get away from it. Because most people don't know how to just be sit on their own in their own space. It's kind of tough. I'll be honest with you. That's been the toughest part of this whole experience for me. I still don't have TV. Like, I watch Hulu here and there, but I still don't have a lot of external forms of entertainment outside of, like, well, let me rephrase that. I don't have a lot of digital forms of entertainment. That's what I meant to say. So for me, it's just a lot of self-reflecting and spending a lot of time with myself. That's, in my opinion, especially after doing the fourth dimension and all this other stuff we've been doing, I really think the reason it's affecting me differently is because this journey we on, we come across a lot of things that make me look at life and death completely different. And I don't want to keep focusing on death so much, so it makes me look at life different, have an understanding of what we're doing, why we're here, what I'm trying to accomplish, setting goals that I never really paid attention to, the overall significance of human beings. Because I feel like more than anything, we have this superiority complex that we feel like we are the most superior things. We forget that this planet sustains us. We don't sustain this planet. And I think that's one of the things we've gotten away from. So me personally, I feel more than this is an attack on mankind or the end of man, it's more of creating balance, because we have, and also creating awareness, humility. You know what I'm saying? Motherfuckers humble now.
And I'm also
in our space and told us, like, oh shit, we could be wiped out. Like, you serious? Yeah, blink of an eye, man. That shit look like shit on TV and the shit that happens in the movie.
Right. This is also, you know, death is also a good thing in the sense of it's the starting of something new and the ending of something old. So death can, even though I know we're talking about literal death or literal mortality, it's also about, you know, things, the end of an era. You know what I'm saying? This might be the death to dining in a restaurant. You know, there's so many deaths.
This might be the end of
concerts. You know what I mean? Economics.
Might be the death of how we, I mean, I hope it's not the end of how we socialize and this becomes a standard, because I like being close to motherfucker. I want to stay. We'll see if a nigga stink. You can't tell that shit.
My thing is, it's like, I was never into being right by people. You know what I'm saying? I don't need to always be around people, but I like to do it sometimes. I'm a human being. You know what I'm saying? I do like to sometimes be amidst of other human beings. But,
And still, that's even a whole nother, because now they got motherfuckers scared to get close to each other. 6 feet ain't saving nobody. I'm going to put that out there. I'm going to say that. You believe 6 feet is going to keep you from acquire some shit inside of a building. Think twice. Go do some science. Go look up germs. Go look up viruses. Go look up microorganisms to see how far they travel, see how they move, see how they survive and sustain within these spaces that they're telling us. The only place this shit can't survive and travel within 6 feet is motherfucking outside. It can't become an aerosol.
Period. Now, do you think there is a contradiction between people who fear death, but they also have like a lifestyle that's high risk, as far as like doing drugs or like obesity? Like, do those people,
No, it's not that they fear death and they do high risk stuff. Even motherfuckers who do high risk shit probably don't look at their shit like this motherfucking black and mild cigarette or more than the contaminant, shit contained inside of it. Or this Dutch Master cigarette is probably more high risk than most of the shit I do. But yet I continuously doing this. I continue doing this shit. Oh, look at that. Lexi's actually telling me doing it. Cool, send me a telegram now. I don't think nobody pays, like, obese motherfuckers don't think about them being obese. Obese motherfuckers don't think about them being overweight until they get a position where they shit is at risk. It's like, oh, fuck, I got to do something more. I potentially, like, pass away. That's why you always seeing shows with fat motherfuckers being like, yo, okay, I'm fat. I'm doing this because I got kids. I want to see my kids grow up and all that kind of shit. I don't even think they put any thought into the mortality side of the shit than they do.
Or like police officers or people who are in the army and, you know what I'm saying, they have to go to war, stuff like that.
No,
some people, other cultures, like suicide bombers, it's like a thing for them to die. Like, It's
they make peace because they believe when they do this righteous thing that they're doing, they're going on to a higher place based upon what they, you know, what they did in this in this area, in this realm, in this dimension. So
right. So
kind of like for them, they're not afraid of it. Like honestly, it's mostly our culture that has this whole like anti, like, oh, you're trying to live forever. And I mean, honestly, okay, let's be sincere. If every motherfucker from the beginning of the time lived to be 1,000 years old, okay, I'm not gonna exaggerate, lived to be 200 years old, you realize how many more people, like our population is almost 8 million people at this point. I mean, 8 billion people. Man, we'd be in the trillions if motherfuckers was living 200 years and shit. Like, we would be having to fly, living in buildings in the sky and shit, because it just would not, we would tear down most of our natural resources. We already doing that for no reason. So imagine if you added another, what's that, 100 billion?
Nope. Uh-oh, man.
199 trillion, motherfuckers, or however many we got. Hey, 992 billion more people. Because the numbers is going to fucking multiply. Mm-hmm. Nah, that's not realistic. Like, trees have to die. Birds have to die, plants have to die.
I mean, death is a part of life, is basically what you're saying.
Yeah, it has to happen. But also, instead of focusing on the fact that it's part of life, embrace your life so when it does happen, because I really do feel like another fact is motherfuckers have regrets. People have regrets. Shit happens.
Like
Kobe passed. They probably felt like I didn't take Kobe serious enough. I should have watched more Kobe games. I thought I was going to have more time to enjoy Kobe in his retirement.
Really? Oh, that's cute.
I feel like that's the state of mind. Not for me. I mean, I enjoyed Kobe's career, so when he passed, it was like, damn, when he passed early. But
when celebrities die, it's different. You know what I mean?
It's different. Hold on, what's different?
It's different because in the camera. Where are you going?
I had to get a drink. My mouth is parched. I drank a Coca-Cola. And that's
it. Yeah, Coke is Coke. It's different because what?
Coke is Coke.
You like my shirt? Coke is Coke.
You like my shirt?
It's different because I feel like with celebrities, first of all, we don't know them. Second of all, they have things to keep them kind of alive. Like, their image is still alive. And their presence is still alive. So if I just want to... Yeah, if I... Because I never met most of these people anyway. So if there's some dead celebrity that I wanted to go into, I could just go on the internet and find all their stuff and either listen to their stuff or watch their stuff. But you know what I'm saying? Like, I can find them versus, you know, it's different with a loved one, in my opinion.
I mean, but again, it's all about your memory when you, okay, like this. Their memory just exists on a larger scale. And on top of that, that's based on the legacy and the work and the resume that they created for themselves. But at the same time, we still don't know how impact, that doesn't mean their passing away is higher or more.
Oh, of course not. Like, I'm not saying it's like, I'm saying for me now. You know okay. What I'm saying? Now, if some, like, I have nothing against someone feeling some type of way because anybody died. You know what I'm saying? How you emote is how you emote. How you mourn is how you mourn. Like, if a dog across the street died that you never talked to, but for some reason you had a connection with that dog across the street, or if the squirrel that you could tell that squirrel was, I don't know, Jim the squirrel, and he had a red tail. So you knew Jim. Jim was like your favorite squirrel, and he died. And you cried. Ain't nothing wrong with that. You know what I'm saying? Ain't nothing wrong with none of that.
Besides, boy, I swear I saw a hawk outside this morning in the trees and the bushes. This bitch snapped some kind of rodent out of the trees and just like whooshed off. It fucked me up because I just saw the wingspan. It wasn't an eagle.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it might have been an eagle. It might not have been a hawk. It was something with a long-ass
falcon,
wingspan, dude. Like a
an Atlanta Hawk or an Atlanta Falcon. Or a thrasher. More birds. We got a bunch of bird mascots. But anyway. So what would you do if you knew what day you were going to die, like your death date?
Oh, shit, real talk. Honestly, I had this conversation way too many times. You didn't really, really want to be sincere.
Why not?
I'm going with as much money as possible. Whatever I got.
People already do that.
I'm saying if I had enough time, if I knew I had enough time, based like you got to give me time frame. Like if I knew the exact date based on like right now, so if I knew if I'm going to pass away 5 years from now, I'm just really hopping in my car and just riding around the country. I'm doing the shit that I want to do now that I postponed.
Shouldn't we do that anyway?
Well, see, that's the thing. That's the point I'm at, because the coronavirus got me like, when this shit is over, I'm doing every motherfucking thing that I am now realizing I want to do. I didn't want to do it before. I had interest. I was too caught up in other bullshit. And now I have a common interest in doing these things. So now I'm going to put more effort to make them happen versus put them off. Spend more time rock climbing. Actually, I'm already working out trying to get myself in shape. So when I come out, I can start, like, fuck it, I'll do a marathon. I never did one. It seemed like it might actually be fun. Just shit takes
experience. You would live, basically.
Yeah. That's why I'm still going outside now. That's why I'm doing shit now. It's healthy. But if I knew my exact date, yeah, dude, I'm getting high as fuck, taking a bunch of shrooms.
Don't you do that. I'm
getting super sedated. No, man, but like I'm doing it to like the nth degree. And I know this is horrible because, but I'm saying this only because if I would have to find women and they're going to be getting attached to shit, I'm fucking prostitutes. Like, I'm just fucking a whole lot of shit for the last month. I'm just fucking. I'm just getting out. Okay. Out of my system. I'm saying prostitutes only because I ain't got to worry about all the hassle. Fuck it. We just in the bank.
It's funny because it's like glitching. But then when it comes back to your face, you have like a whole new face. Like you got real serious about the prostitute thing. But
I did, but yeah. It kept shifting. But no, man, for real, I'm just going to do exactly what I say I should be doing now. Like live. I'm building my legacy. This is what we're doing right now. We don't realize it, but we're in the moment. And I'm moving still enough. Like I see how far we come. And I realize what we're doing. And I see the viewership we build it. So I take this shit serious. I might not have been too serious in the beginning, but it's a whole nother thing at this point. This podcast been a lot of growth for me.
The audio gonna be a little off, but anyway. So
wow, what happened?
It's just slow. Oh fuck, my phone ringing. I wonder who that is. I really do. I'm not gonna answer it though, but I do want. But anyway, if I knew my death date, Anyway,
I'm into a twerking competition. Regardless, I'm about to show these straight motherfuckers. I mean, these
legends. What's going on? Focus. But if I knew my death date, I would be me times 10.
That's scary.
Meaning, I would do everything I wanted to do. I really wouldn't care at all. And I would just really do whatever I wanted to do. I would probably be my true self. Ooh. To me, that was deep. Not that I'm not my true self, but it's just...
But you are.
There are things that I want to do that I just don't do. And there are things that I do that I don't want to do. And I think if I knew when I was going to die, I wouldn't put as much stock into certain things. I wouldn't waste as much time on certain things. And I would take my goals and my passions a lot more seriously.
Why you don't do that now?
As if you're
that's how I see it. Like I'm looking at it like, why don't we do this now as if it is our last day of tomorrow? We don't live.
Ooh, let's pause. But yeah, I don't know. I think I think sometimes I just take life for granted. You know what I'm saying? I
would just say, ain't nobody answering that bitch. Fuck that. Ain't nobody answering that bitch. But yeah, I think we all take it for granted because we just assume. And the situation that has is where we're not assuming. It's just for me.
Because we think honestly, we got a whole lot of time. You know what I'm saying? But some people do, okay?
Yo! probably hit 40 years, man. 40 years is a long time.
Will you turn 40 this year? Are you 40 this year?
One more year.
Oh, this is your last year in your 30s. Are you excited?
Oh, yeah. I'm about to wear this motherfucker out.
I'm about to wear this 3-9 out.
Mm-hmm. Like a motherfucker. And then I'm going to start lying and telling niggas I'm still in my 30s. How old are you? Do you think I am? 35? Thank you. Look at the gray in the beard.
So, well, in the cosmos, this week, Jupiter, Mars, and Saturn are visibly aligned with the new moon. With the moon.
Can you see? If you had a telescope, can you see it?
I don't know.
I'm not supposed to be eating while we're doing this. I had a craving for an end.
Oh, y'all, and it's 420 all month. I saw that earlier, too. Early in April. This is like April 2020. So it's like a month long of 420. How cool is that for the potheads? All right. Oh, and there's a new moon in Taurus.
That was stupid.
There's a new moon in Taurus.
All right, go ahead.
Taurus is my season, so excited about that. You know, it starts the 22nd of April, so. You know, my birthday is probably Cancer. Not that I ever do anything for my birthday. I'm going to have a big Zoom party. So, yeah. But, okay.
You going to what?
Have a big Zoom party.
Yo, I think there's actually an app where you can put like 16 people and they will fucking have like a big party.
Okay.
Yeah. So you're gonna have a digital. So what you gonna do about your cake, bro? Like, how you gonna do your cake?
I want a cookie cake. Oh, but the cookie place closed. I don't know.
When your birthday is?
May 11th. 5/11.
Oh yeah, we probably still know. Gotcha, yeah, we talked to each other.
Yeah, I just can't.
I ain't trying to be new. But what about Taurus, man? You got up subject. It's Taurus season, so what does that mean?
It means that it's Taurus season. The fuck? It means it's my birthday. It's Deshaun season.
Okay.
Duh. Right. But also, what you should do is focus on foundation and grounding. You know, manifest what you want. And write a plan. Replace outdated habits and belief systems with routines and rituals that fit your lifestyle.
That's what I've been doing. That's what the fuck I've been doing for the last few days. I'm trying to keep it up. That beard getting silky. I've been trying to keep it up, but I'm gonna stick with it. I ain't got nothing else to do. That's how I see it. Like, you ain't got nothing else to do. So, like, fuck it. I just hit the floor and I'm doing some push-ups. So, make sure I just keep cleaning up. And I've been writing in the journal. Maybe. That's been working.
Well, sir, you are on the right track.
Oh, yeah, it's just about not getting derailed, homeboy. Not getting derailed. Oh, so it's been dope, man. You know, I enjoy these conversations. I enjoy talking to you. Really, I wanted to do this episode more than anything. It's not discuss death and just be like death and why people are scared to death and everything. More than anything, I want us to understand that it is a part of our everyday life. Mm-hmm. It is a part of our life experience. We encounter it more than we realize. It happens more than we pay attention to. Mm-hmm. Sometimes we make certain people's death more significant, and I think that's a cop-out, period, regardless of the circumstances, how and why. You know, we should never downplay or just, like, fuck over somebody else's passing. You know what I'm saying? It's a ritual.
Even well, real quick. Enough.
About.
Oh, sorry. I thought you were good.
You're good, Lord.
No, I was just going to say energy never dies. And you may come back as something else. Another thing is, I was told, one of my brothers told me this. He said, when you're born, it's like other ancestors are like jumping onto you to like ride the life wave again. You see what I'm saying? They was like, oh, okay. It's about to be another chance at life. I'm about to jump on. That's how they see you have like so-and-so and so-and-so on you.
That's why you have certain grandchildren that remind you of...
Right, exactly.
You're like, oh, that's just like right, because some of their life force passed on with that person. I mean, plus it's in the DNA, so, you know, it is what it is, man. But take this experience more serious. don't mourn, we should celebrate more than anything, everybody's lifespan, period. Yeah. And stop running in fear as if you can get the fuck away from it. If it want to touch you, it's going to touch you. You're not untouchable.
So, wait a minute. Back in there, should we be living every day like we're going to die soon?
Motherfucker, I said, Bob the Show. Hey, it's your boy, Austin Neal. Holla at us. Check us out on
That's
IG.
That's my light bulb moment. The audio was kind of off, so I was like missing parts of it.
Oh, I hope this shit comes out right. Yo, check us out on IG. Check us out on, what is it? Is it Stitcher? No, Spotify. Radio Public. Shit, we on all that shit. Google Podcasts.
And YouTube, Podcast. Of course.
YouTube. YouTube one of the beginning foundations of social media shit. But yo, YouTube. For real, holler at a YouTuber. Appreciate the support. Check out my man, Deshaun at Deshaun. Or Will and Deshaun. Will and Deshaun. Forgot your name. Check us out. Here's that podcast. You still busting out? Mother's.
Mother's house? Yeah, me and Corey recorded when I was out here.
Oh, shit. That gotta be great. Now y'all can be face-to-face doing that shit. How'd that turn out?
It was cool.
Okay. That's what's up. Check out my man stuff. Follow us. Share. Comment. No, please. Do that shit. I ain't asking. I'm telling you. Do that shit. Appreciate the support and the love, man.
Peace out.
You gotta say? No. Oh, okay. Stop. No, he finished. All right. Y'all be good.